You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to remind everybody, if you're planning ahead, Friday, we're going to be at Taco Bueno in Arlington off of Collins, and we might just have a special wrestling guest out there for that event. And then a week from now, it does in fact sound like Matt and Jeff, the Hardy Boys, will be in studio with us a week from today.
What?
So set your calendar accordingly.
I already
right
have.
Now, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it.
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
No! Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. But then plus, what constitutes an overwhelming donut smell? We're going to get into the beef that exists between a Massachusetts town and Dunkin' Donuts.
They're suing the donut place?
We'll get to that here in a matter of moments. This is my favorite story of the year, and it's at the end of the year, closing it out strong. I love this. But now, we look at the National Day calendar, and there's some random holidays today. The Constitution of Ireland was signed today.
Oh.
So, big day for my ancestors.
Yeah. How do you celebrate?
Probably have a beer.
If you wouldn't have looked at the calendar, would you have known that?
It is also International Cello Day. So to all the cello players, I've always wanted to say I can play cello just because it's one of those instruments that catches people off guard whenever you do say that you play it.
Was that the one that Bill Cosby endorsed?
Oh.
That was Jello. My bad.
I thought you said Jello too.
That was Jello. Thanks. It is Pepper Pot Day. Not Pepper Potts, Pepper Pot, the actual item. But we're going to focus in on Still Need to Do Day.
Oh.
So 877-881-1053. What is something you planned on doing this year or wanted to do in 2025 that you did not and you wish you would have? 877-881-1053. There's a couple different things that I can think of myself.
Teach Noah to read.
Yeah, that's a good start for you, Hagee. That's a great start because
we're lagging on that.
Yeah, that joke has existed for far too long. One that I can actually change, and I think I might. I'm thinking about pulling the trigger. I did not go to a single Stars game.
What?
In 2025. But they do have the Sabres at home on the 31st, so I can beat the clock.
Oh, I like it. And that New Year's Eve game is always so much fun because you got the hustle and bustle before and after downtown. Yeah. I know it used to be a little bit different, but it's still super fun.
See, and I say this now, not knowing what could happen during or after the game. I got a host on New Year's Day, so I'm trying
and Fred.
It's myself and Fred Davis, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on New Year's Day. So I'm trying to avoid the party scene and the bar scene.
Gotcha.
We will see how that goes. Find out. Wake up with us at 10 a.m. on New Year's Day, and we'll see if I successfully achieve that. But I think another thing that, because it was supposed to happen and didn't, and it irks me to this day, but I do have plans on changing it next year. I did not travel this year.
Oh.
And I
went to Germany.
Yeah, we knew. Rehab, you know.
For Jesus.
That's what you call it. We had plans, my friend Anthony and I, to go to the Cotton Bowl, or not the Cotton Bowl, the Rose Bowl. I'm thinking about college football playoffs.
I don't know if that's
college
really
football is running in my brain right now. We're going to go to the Rose Bowl for a concert in January.
Yeah.
But the wildfires made it to where the city would not allow such a big open-air event like that to happen. So they had to cancel it, and it was a one-night-only thing. It wasn't like part of a tour. So they just outright canceled it and got refunded and everything, had hotels. The last thing I was waiting on was a flight because I think I had some rewards points I was going to burn at the midnight hour.
Okay.
And I had it all planned. I was going to spend 3 days in L.A., and explore. I've never been to California, so it would just be cool to say I've finally gone to one of the big tourist destinations in the country. It didn't get to happen, so I'm still kind of bitter that that didn't happen this year. I had no other real plans to travel outside of that. That was my big to-do, and I think I planned it in November of last year, so I waited a couple months. I was like, this is going to be awesome, and then it didn't happen.
Yeah, that I do remember that. Stupid fires.
Yeah.
I also hope you get a chance to travel this year.
I plan on it.
Beyond the Cotton Bowl.
I just got going to be here this week. I got one of those fancy credit cards that helps you build up travel points and stuff. So I'm like, I have no excuse.
Yeah.
I have no excuse to not leave the state of Texas even for a couple of days this year because I have to.
Yeah.
It's been too long since I've left the state. I love this place.
How long has it been?
Ooh, that's a good question. 2021?
Oh, wow. So, yeah, coming up on several years.
Yeah, and I think that was for my sister's college graduation. So that wasn't even more of like, it wasn't vacation. It was we have something to do and somewhere to be, and we were only there for 2 days. So, yeah, a lot of our time was taken up, and I can confirm that the Jacksonville Jaguars stadium is gross. It is ugly.
Isn't that the stadium that a couple of years ago they found like mouse droppings in the hot dogs, and they had to like revamp? There was some weird stuff happening.
Yeah,
it's
bad. Was it TIAA Bank Stadium?
Yeah,
not great. I was not a big fan of it.
That's where they did Stadium Stampede for AEW.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I can't lie. All right, Kevin, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Oh, man, because we did accomplish the most important thing I think I had on the docket this year was get Noah potty trained.
Mm.
So it took a while. So we accomplished that. I want to get to Hawaii. That is the 50th state. I've been to 49 states. But I've never been to Hawaii. I would like to get that done. That's been lingering in the air for several years. Let me ask you this, though. If it came down to a choice of going to Hawaii or going back to Germany to help the kids with Jesus and baseball, and I picked Hawaii, does that make me a bad person?
No, because...
The way you said it kind of makes it feel like
I mean, because... Anytime you involve Jesus, I feel like I can't go against it. But at the same time, you only live once. So I respect it. And as somebody who... Hawaii is at the top of my list.
For sure.
I am like, please go. So then you can give me the scoop on all the right places to go and the right hotel to stay at and all of that. Or the ones to avoid.
Ooh, good point. So maybe that. Maybe that.
I like it, Jacob.
Can you remind me of the question?
Thanks for listening.
Drowning in your answers.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate that, buddy. What is the actual wording of the holiday? It is still need to do day. So what is something you didn't do in 2025 that you wish you would have or you just wanted to?
And this isn't going to get done before the end of the year because there's just no way. But I think my goal for 2025 was to move out and get my own place. And just kind of didn't really get there. You know, the days kind of piled up and I've been so busy, you know, working here that we just never got a chance. But we'll say I did tour 4 apartments on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. and we got four more coming up tomorrow. So the ball's rolling, you know.
Okay.
We're getting there.
All right.
Just probably not by the end of the year, but maybe shortly into 2026 that'll be something that happens. So
you can afford that. You need to teach me a thing or two. I'm impressed. 877-881-1053.
Is that going to be your new goal to get an apartment before he does?
Ooh. I don't think he will, because my current plan, which we'll see if I can figure out a way to pull this off the way I'm set up, is I'm hoping for summer or fall of next year. And hey, if you have any recommendations, I'm looking for the far north Dallas area. Anything in that range, if you want to give me some suggestions in the DMs, Alec on the Radio, I am more than open, because that is a serious possibility. But good for you, Jacob.
There's some nice places. I'm the main place we've been looking is up by the Star, and they've got some nice affordable stuff up there.
That's the area I'm kind of hoping for. I've got a couple friends out there, which Kevin knows very well, and unexpectedly ran into a couple Fridays ago.
That story on
maybe one day. Maybe Friday. Because,
It
is my day off on Friday, but I'm doing something in the area of that Taco Bueno, so I plan on stopping by. No, I promise you, it's family related. It's not anything crazy. It's not raining, as you would say, Kevin. It's not raining. That's an inside joke that you can find out at Taco Bueno on Friday by AT&T Stadium. 877-881-1053. Still need to do day. Something that you didn't get to in 2025 that you wish you would have. And I like this from the 469. I'm pretty sure Jesus lives in Hawaii too, Kevin. I don't know that for a fact. From the 817, blow and hookers before 2025 ends. Good luck, I guess. But let's see. From the 469, save money. Somehow my savings are down almost half since last year. I feel like...
Oh, no.
I just feel like as a population, we can all be better at saving. Because
true. This is not the best time of year to reflect on that either.
Yes, because those credit card statements come in and I start overthinking the hell out of it. And I'm like, it's Christmas time. Level yourself out, and in January you're going to go back to normal numbers and you're going to be budgeting the way that you planned, and hopefully some trips involved in that as well. From the 214, I played cello for 4 years in school. Teach me. I want to be able to tell people.
That would be neat.
Yeah, that would be cool. 877-881-1053 for National Need to Do Day. Appreciate you guys getting involved in the conversation, and keep those coming in. Things that you wish you would have done in 2025 but did not. Now, Kevin, I know you've been waiting for this.
Tell me.
And I'm sorry, Corey, I hope you're listening and not Tolo going. Not during my segment.
Don't do that.
You could do it any other time. Just not during AM on the FM. And don't let me know if you're doing that at 877-881-1053. Just don't. I don't want to know. But
they'll let you know.
I'm going to read this headline. Massachusetts town is at war with Dunkin' Donuts factory.
Pause. Do you need to rethink your town charter or whatever you're doing if you're at war with a Dunkin' Donuts factory? It feels like you need to revisit some stuff and be like,
probably. No. The rest of that headline, the Dunkin' factory responsible for, quote, overwhelming donut smell. So, Dunkin'.
One, quantify that.
And this is where it gets interesting, at least in my mind. This is where I take it. Dunkin' is owned by Inspired Brands, which oversees other companies like Sonic and Buffalo Wild Wings.
So, is that right?
Yes. So it relies on a franchise model where licensees are tasked with overseeing the bulk of day-to-day operations. So they have a 93,500 square foot factory in this city in Massachusetts, constructed in effort to streamline its supply to stores. And basically, this is them saying the franchisees are getting a little too antsy and stuff. We need to find a way to get stuff to them quicker.
Okay.
So they built this factory, and according to CBS Boston, some people who live near the facility have begun to complain about the lingering smell of donuts in the area, with Haverhill resident Sean Wilson saying, quote, "My house smells like donuts all the time for the last two months.
Pause. Can you give us that quote again? But could you approximate it for what you...
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You think that person sounds like that gave that quote? That's what I would really like.
I could do the anger. I can't do a Boston accent.
Look here, wicked smart guy. Let me tell. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
He said, "My house smells like donuts all the time for the last 2 months. It's distracting and heavy." End quote. A city councilman said that he was contacted by someone else who complained about a, quote, carnival smell that they equated to the scent of fried dough. And it certainly appears that it's correlated to this factory. A representative for the company argued that the plant meets all regulatory standards while appearing at a city council meeting. They dragged him into the city council meeting, but health inspectors were instructed by the city to pay a visit and report their findings.
Oh, so this is a story we're going to get an update on?
Yes, and I love it! Part two of the overwhelming donut smell coming soon.
I mean, and that feels like, I guess for 2 months, that would probably annoy me. But also if you're trying to lose weight and like, stupid donut place. I get that.
I didn't even think about that part. Yeah. That must be tough.
No, that actually makes quite a bit of sense. All right, I look forward to the eventual update on the donut smell story. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, who was the best at being the worst this weekend, and was it still the Mavs? We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
And it's back to the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. This upcoming segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Three on the play clock. Rodgers out of the gun. Looking to the end zone, and it is incomplete! Incomplete and no flag! The Browns have pulled off the upset!
Yeah, good job, Steelers. It's time for Wanker of the Weekend, 877-881-1053. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? And can't help but wonder if the Steelers top that list. Myles Garrett said that he didn't break the single-season sack record this past weekend, yesterday. And he said Pittsburgh had his pursuit of history at the forefront and winning the game secondarily, which was a huge mistake because now they're in a winner-take-all situation against the Ravens, where if they would have beat the crap-tastical Browns, they would clinch the division and be in the playoffs. Is it the Steelers that potentially top your list for Wanker of the Weekend?
Yes, because they just elicited one of the best quotes of the 2025 football season. I loved that when I saw that because I 100% agree with him. And you know why I agree with him? Because Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback of that team. And I feel like even if it wasn't him directly saying, y'all can't let him get the record on me, maybe he had a couple of jokes where it's like, ha ha ha, funny. I'm not kidding. You know, like, don't let him break that record. I fully believe that was talked about in meetings. And it was game plan that we will do everything we can to keep him away from Aaron Rodgers, which led to him still having the biggest impact on that game in my mind. The pressure he was creating and the looks it gave other people gave Aaron Rodgers absolute hell all day. And that defense looked really, really good, like it has numerous times at points throughout this season. The pressure was getting home. The coverage on the back end was good. They looked like the really good defense that they are.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Still can't believe that was the freaking outcome, though. If it's not them, is it the Colts? The Colts became the first NFL team in 30 years to start 8-2 and then miss the playoffs. Is that okay? Because that potentially feels more egregious than the Steelers. They should have closed out against a team that's not very good, clinched the division. But the Colts just had a fall worse than any team in the last 30 years. And I realize that their quarterback got hurt. I feel like maybe the wheels are starting to come off even before that. Is it potentially the Colts who were worse this weekend than the Steelers?
I would say it's a bad, bad number that you give. And that's the wrong side of history. But I will lend myself to the idea that we would not have known what would have happened because we didn't see what happened with Daniel Jones finishing the season. I do agree with you. I think it was starting to spiral just a little bit. And then the Sauce Gardner injury, that slowed things down right after giving up the whole house to get him. I do think that it's a bad look, but I got to give him credit for staying competitive in that AFC because I do think the AFC is just, it's weird this year. It is so incredibly weird anyways that I thought it was going to be tough for them no matter how successful they looked early on in the season.
Now, you would think you have two NFL candidates, so probably move to other sports. Not so fast, my friends. Let's stick with the NFL and the New York Football Jets.
Oh.
Now, there's updates to this story and further updates. Maybe you guys had already talked about this last week, is the Jets withdrew the opportunity from Ashley Castagno-Gervaisi from their Kick for Cash competition. She's a season ticket holder. She was going to get a chance to kick for $100,000, and they're like, nah, you don't get that opportunity anymore. But what's really amazing about this is what they tried to offer her as a replacement.
Oh, no.
Did you see their offer?
All right. I didn't.
You get a chance to kick for $100,000. It's amazing. And they said no, because she had done soccer coaching or is coaching soccer. And she was like, I already told you I played soccer in college. You dropped the ball on that. So they offered her a $100 Visa gift card and a donation to a cancer education foundation. Now, that part is important as she was helping to donate part, hoping to donate part of the winnings to the foundation in honor of her dad, who died of cancer in 2011. So I don't want to downgrade that part. But the other part was, here's your $100 Visa gift card. I know you were going to kick for $100,000, but bleh. So is it the Jets for doing that to begin with, or the Jets for going back on their word, or is it Ashley herself? Because she got the opportunity to kick on Sunday, and she failed to make a kick from 30 yards, when in fact she had to make a field goal from 40 yards to win the money. One Jets fan shouted out, give us something to cheer about, because obviously that team sucks, and they were in the midst of getting their heads kicked in by the Patriots. So is it the Jets the first time, the Jets the second time, or the woman for not even getting the first part of it?
Well,
it's complicated.
I feel like PJ Washington would have a good vote here, but I would say the Jets the first time.
For taking it away.
Because you know what they did? They literally iced the kicker.
Oh,
they literally iced the kicker. That is,
it got way more attention because of this.
Yes, so a lot of people, because I saw the initial, like, hey, they took it away. I didn't see the offer or the fact that she did kick.
By the way, did you see what day that story came out?
No.
Christmas Day.
Wow! So,
just like, good job, Jets. Really firing on all cylinders here.
That organization is miserable. So I will always blame them first before I blame anybody involved with them, because I think they just generally stink. But they iced the kicker. The lights got too bright. It got national attention. So she was like, I have to make this kick or it's all for nothing. Yeah. She was in her own head. She got the yips and it didn't work.
Yeah, she did. That is tough. Now, unfortunately, go ahead and give me cut three. I think we're going to have to go back to this. Are the Dallas Mavericks up for Wanker of the Weekend? Sorry.
Group of players on the Mavericks bench. Early foul on Nembhard. And here's a pass that's broken up by Christie, as again, they were looking for Maxime Rineau. And running the floor, and Gafford!
So, it could be somebody sent in Anthony Davis because he got hurt again. It's time to move on. Or it could be that you lost to the Kings. The Kings are 8-23 with that win. That was just their third win in their last 13 games. You turned the ball over 16 million times. It was actually 21. But you lost to the freaking Kings. Do the Mavericks warrant consideration in Wanker of the Weekend?
Yes, they will until they trade Anthony Davis. And then I say any loss is warranted and expected at that point to any team, no matter how bad, because I will mail it in and I will say I cannot wait for next year.
Okay.
But Patrick Dumont apparently wants to see this thing through, and he saw that it does not look great. So, yeah, don't lose to bad teams if you're trying to act like you're competitive. And don't let Russell Westbrook at 67 years old, you know, turn back the clock and absolutely dominate a game. That's no. Whenever you give up the he has passed this person on the all-time leading list for any stat, I just get mad. Because, like, why us?
I can see that.
I don't want to be in the same sentence as history.
From the 817, is it the Bills coach for going for two when they clearly had all the momentum and the Eagles offense couldn't do anything in the second half? I appreciate that they went for the win, but I understand the counter argument of the Eagles have passed for 0 yards in the second half. Maybe we should just go to overtime.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm not going to put them in Wanker of the Weekend, but I do understand that line of thinking.
I'm not going to either, because Jerry joked about it with me and Will on Friday. He was like, I never thought we would get to a place in football where a team in a game is running 6 fourth down plays.
Yes.
You know, and so the aggressive nature, especially when you have the reigning MVP, Josh Allen, and you do have some really creative play designing in Buffalo. I really like their scheme. And a bunch of nobodies to throw to, but Josh Allen is probably the number one healthy guy in the league right now that I'm saying give him the ball to win that game. So I understand why they did it, and the way the Eagles defense was playing, I don't want to go against them again. I know you beat them on that drive.
Right.
I don't want to test them again.
Somebody asked if there's a wanker of the year. I feel like Nico Harrison would win in a runaway, but we could potentially go for second place, and which is a weird
participation trophy for how much you suck.
Now, this one, I'm not sure how to feel about this. It feels wrong to say. Are all the players, including running back Caleb Hawkins, who are leaving North Texas, the wankers of the weekend? You were one win away from being in the college football playoff, but at the same point, they might have a better chance to live out their dream at another school. So I'm conflicted on this, because they also took the Mean Green to one of the greatest seasons ever and their best season in 60 years.
Yeah, it's a tough place to be, because I understand trying to maximize your potential and trying to maximize your future, but I just hate the state of college football where you can't build anything that hasn't already been built. It has to have already existed for it to even be a conversation. Now, you hope that maybe people say the leadership at the very, very top of North Texas knows what they're doing. They're bringing in the right guys. they're just going to cycle through a bunch of people when it comes to head coaches and whatnot if they continue this tradition of excellence that has been instilled this year. But hey, you know, it is nice to see the outrage of all the North Texas fans out there on social media about this.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
any. Oh.
They're already back to being fair weather, and it's amazing. Choppy was right.
Teaming up with Choppy.
Choppy was right.
So, by the way, North Texas lost three All-Americans to the transfer portal, and I'm pretty sure I don't think he's officially said it yet, but I believe everyone expects Mestemaker to be in the portal and potentially end up with the two I've heard straight away are Oklahoma State. I think we all understand the connection there.
Yep.
And then potentially Indiana, which, man,
ooh,
how bizarre would the world we live in be if it's like, well, the defending national champion Indiana Hoosiers have brought in the quarterback from North Texas after their previous quarterback went number one in the draft. You'd be like, what the crap in hell is going on here?
I would love it. That would be so cool. And the trajectory, I know it's the same tired story, just like, oh, Clayton Kershaw and Matthew Stafford were best friends growing up. You know that? Like, it's the same
same
thing that you hear, like, oh, Mestemaker barely played quarterback in his life, and going, but that story going from barely ever playing the position to playing and absolutely instilling a franchise and a program as a mainstay and making them relevant. And then going to the place that everybody fears.
Right.
That would be incredible, and I would love it for him.
Now, you said you love pettiness, so
yep.
I'm going to take you to Amari Niblack. He played in 22 and 23 at Alabama, 24 at Texas, 25 at Texas A&M. He posted up on Instagram that he was declaring for the NFL draft. He said, first and foremost, I thank God. I am everything I am, and everything ahead is because of him. And then he said, listen carefully, I'm grateful to the University of Alabama and Texas A&M University for the opportunity to compete, grow, and represent those programs at the highest collegiate level. Do you love the pettiness of, I would assume, purposely leaving out Texas? Or do you think that makes him the wanker of the weekend?
No,
or a candidate?
I love the pettiness. I'm always here for it. And especially when it is warranted, or heck, sometimes even when it's not, when you know you're in the wrong, it can still be funny. But as a perpetual...
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hater of the University of Texas, I love it. And anytime we can just avoid mentioning them, it's great. It's like, anytime I mention that too, that I dislike that program, I get attacked on social media, through the text line, on the YouTube, you're not a real Texan, blah, blah, blah.
Whoa.
I grew up a TCU fan, okay? Like, I have to dislike them. So, I feel like it's warranted, but they're just like Joe Hendry. If you say their name, they appear.
Oh, yes.
The Texans fans come in droves.
See, I think all of these are worthy, but I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers. How the crap in hell do you lose to one of the worst teams in the NFL when you have an opportunity to clinch a playoff spot? And I am kind of preemptively saying this because I think they're going to lose to the Ravens. And they're going to look back at that game and they'll be like, oh, good job, stupid. And that's why they didn't make the playoffs.
Could it be a mistake letting the Ravens sneak in?
You're reading my mind. Tomorrow, NFL overreaction or reality, I think that just might come up.
Boom!
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Sorry, UNT and James Madison. Coming up next, we will chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next, right here on The Fan.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get the classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Use check in motion. Still Purdy with a clean pocket. It's complete. It's Juwan Jennings to the pylon. Touchdown! The Niners take the lead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you doing?
I love it, man. I'm doing very good. I'm glad to be back in the loop. I had a question about this game specifically. Do you feel like we're in the time where an NFL game can only be hailed as an instant classic if like 80-plus points are scored? Because the Bills-Eagles game came down to the final play. It was win or lose. It was defending Super Bowl champion against defending MVP. But it was 13-12, and that game was never going to get hailed as a classic. But if you score lots of points, classic.
Yeah, I think that's what it takes. You want to see two offenses and two quarterbacks dueling and giving you the barn burner, and it's highlight reels all over the place, not like sluggish. Here we go punting the ball again. Here's Josh Allen running around taking another 20-yard sack again.
Could we get to the point where it's just elite defensive players making elite defensive plays, and it's like 17-14, and people are like, oh, that was a classic because, you know, Myles Garrett or Micah Parsons or whoever was like all over the place doing stuff.
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, what do you brought us? I feel like just we generally as fans, we look at a low scoring game and be like, gosh, those quarterbacks suck today. Or man, they couldn't run the ball at all. It's not like, wow, the run defense was incredible.
Yeah.
It's why can't Saquon Barkley do anything?
It was part of a game that was at Baton Rouge. LSU played Auburn. It was 7-6.
Whoa.
And neither team, and it came down, it's the famous game where in Baton Rouge, the earthquake, we scored a touchdown.
Oh, and you got so loud.
It got so loud in the stadium that it read on the seismograph. So it actually like a
category three.
Yeah, it was 1988 against Auburn.
October 8th.
Yeah, and it was that game right there was like, it came down to like teams fighting for inches, like the old, you know, the any given Sunday thing.
And Tom Brady told us yesterday, like, it only takes 2 inches.
Yeah. But it was one of those things. Left. Yeah. She's married the jiu-jitsu guy.
He's heartbroken about it, too. He's in his feels.
Hey, we figured out why Tom Brady wears one glove while he's doing the broadcast and stuff.
Wait, you did figure it out, or are you asking? Because I noticed that, too.
He still thinks he's going to get called in and he's going to run down there.
I wonder if he's not confident using the Telestrator pen with a glove hand.
Oh. That's my guess.
Yeah.
I think he hates writing with a glove, I understand.
I think he's worried about using the glove hand not being able to
and
write.
And then we just dunk on his penmanship.
Yeah. Or he's not being able to hit the buttons or do what he needs to do. But yeah, we were part of it. I thought was a classic that it came down to the very last drive of the game, and it was so hard for both teams to move the ball, and it. But all of a sudden, you kind of figured, you could say I think the Texas A&M Miami game. Not going to call it an instant classic or anything, but
didn't score enough.
Look what A&M did at the very end, though, to move the ball to get in position to try and win the game there.
Yeah, and I was there was an ESPN headline that I was a little insulted by. If I was the A&M defense, it said Miami defense dominates in victories, and I was like, I don't know, man. I feel like the A&M defense is pretty good too.
Those are games that, like, if you get a team that you get two teams that are playing great defense and neither offense, I mean, I appreciate those more. It's like baseball, you know. Give me the 1-0 game every once in a while, you know. Last 1 hour and 48 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that sometimes.
Weird question about that A&M game. If somebody needs medical attention to get off the field, you cannot call them for targeting, right? because, man, that Miami defender sure looked like he launched himself into the other player, but then into the A&M receiver. But then he was down, and I feel like, man, if you throw a flag now, that's
it's punishment enough.
Yeah, that feels like
insult to injury.
Yeah, you probably probably should not.
What a
do
play
that.
By that guy too! It like was season on the line. Yeah. That should have been the touchdown right there to tie it. Maybe they go for two and win it. I mean, who knows? But yeah, that game did get a little bit crazy there at the end. Oh, Marcel, what's your confidence meter in Marcel Reed? Like, are you guaranteed, surefire, I want him as our starting quarterback? Or knowing that you have the transfer portal, would you be like, I'd like to see who's out there?
I think I'm good with sticking with Marcel Reed, because up until the last three games, he was a legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate. He was probably third or fourth in that mix, but he was a legitimate Heisman Trophy candidate. And that's the thing, is like, I've had a lot of people today, and I get it, that's the nature of sports rivalry and fandom, trying to dunk on me about the game.
It was your first game, or first show back.
I was really sad that A&M lost, but I also have a different filter for these things. Just being in that game was incredible, and that might be a loser mentality, but like, that is not what the history of Texas A&M football gets us. And so going 11-0, being in the playoffs, I was super pumped. I mean, that day, I was crushed,
right?
But I still view this as a very successful season.
I was fooled by your football team. I was fooled. I thought you guys were one of the teams that could go and beat Ohio State.
Yeah.
And you really aren't. You really aren't. And, you know, and a lot of it has to, and maybe some of it has to do with the coaches all leaving, all the upheaval.
That hurts, man. That does hurt.
And when guys close their door and they're not working on the game plan or working on getting staffs together or whatever, that affects. But I really did believe that Texas A&M could have competed in this thing. I mean, I thought they would beat Miami. I thought they'd be a tough out. I mean, I've been watching them on tape. Been watching Concepcion, been watching Howell, been watching all these players.
Yeah, Howell is.
And I'm thinking like, man, this is a legitimate football team. I was fooled by that. I did. I really did believe that you guys could be in the finals of this thing. And in actuality, I don't have a great answer why.
Yeah.
But I maybe, like I say, the one thing that I do know is when your coaching staff is in upheaval a little bit, it's never good for the program.
Did you complete your prospect study on Howell?
And
What are your thoughts?
I got him as a second round player. I mean, on my stack, the way it is,
I got you.
You know, I'm going to have probably 16 first round grades. He's going to be somewhere between 17, 18, 19.
Okay.
He's probably going to get selected in the first round. If you want a guy that legitimately, Dallas needs a guy that is a legitimate pass rusher, not just a run player. I think he could do both. But this guy can bend. He causes problems at the point of attack. You can see him dip around people. You can see him get to the edge. You can see him play with power. You can see him play with his hands. It's amazing he does it from a two-point stance, too. He plays like almost like a stand-up linebacker.
Yeah.
But his ability to rush the passer, he's my third best edge rusher in this draft.
Do you like him better than you liked Azarako last year?
Oh, much better, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
Absolutely, yeah. Azarako was right around 40-something when it came to the stack. This guy will be somewhere in that probably, for me, somewhere between 1 and 20 when it's overall. Best players on my board.
Yeah. And he'll potentially maybe
be available for
the second pick.
Dallas doesn't need somebody that's just going to be
edge setter guy.
Yeah, edge setter guy. You need a legitimate, bendable player that can rush off the edge. That's going to be a problem for people to deal with. You don't have one. And with Donovan, he got better. What's amazing about Donovan Azarako is he got sacks against better offensive tackles in college than he played in the NFL, and did not take advantage of having some compromised rushes this year against guys he clearly defeated in when he was at Boston College. Mm-hmm. That's the disappointment. When you start to talk about the coaching situation with flus and everything else, Aaron Whitecott needs to look in the mirror on this one too. I don't think you got better there. I really don't.
It seems like you got worse at every level. Like nobody got better at all. Quinnen Williams and Jadeveon Clowney are two guys that are like, yeah, I pretty much did what I thought I was going to do, or perhaps exceeded. Everyone else on the entire defense did not meet even to what they had been before. Pretty sad.
Yeah.
But you got the cornerstones you wanted, so everything is fine.
I'm thinking of a different C word, and it's called confusion. And ooh, I heard Stephen Jones say that with you guys earlier.
Would you? And I
just
know,
some confusion, you know? It's only week 17. We're just confused.
And I know he might want a more veteran, defensive-laden team, but would you try to give all the money to Brian Flores or not so much?
Josina Anderson has come out. I think Josina is really connected to a lot of players and coaches and stuff. I think she probably knows Brian Flores pretty well because she's pushing for him to get the Giants job. So her question is, folks, Brian Flores is not going to take a lateral job with anybody. And, you know, he's going to be a head coach. And if in fact that he's given an offer, we'll see if Minnesota, she says they will probably match. I think she's probably getting some of this from Brian Flores himself.
Do you think the NFL would try to stop him from being a head coach in this moment, seeing as there's pending?
I don't think so. You're not going to – don't open yourself up to more lawsuit.
Right. Yeah. Which I guess is how we got here to begin with.
Double down.
Yeah. I hope Brian Flores is like, yeah, no, I'll take that Giants job. I hope you try to stop
please.
I would love to get Brian Flores. I need to see what's going to happen at some of these places, you know, with some of these teams that potentially – I'll tell you what, the guy down out in Arizona, I would look at him
if he gets fired of Gannon.
Jonathan Gannon gets fired, I would surely look at him. I'd look at Todd Bowles if things don't work out well in Tampa. I'd look at Jim Schwartz up in Cleveland. There's going to be plenty of defensive coordinators to take a stab at here when this thing gets done.
What do you find fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always. Hagee, thanks so much for asking. Of course, we have at 4 o'clock, Broadest Booking, College Football's Ian Fitzsimmons.
Ooh.
He will be at the Rose Bowl, and we'll be talking all things college football playoff with him. John Machota of The Athletic at 5 o'clock, and we party from 2 to 7.
Man, I don't know if it's on your list of questions, but if you could get Machota to recap what's going to happen this Cowboys offseason.
Oh, that was the plan.
Yeah, I was going to say, he has a really bleak outlook for Cowboys.
He's confident.
I don't think it's wrong either.
I think he nailed it.
All right, roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.